going to be talking about not just making New Year's resolutions, but where to start with that, how to figure out your New Year's resolutions, and how to celebrate your last year. First of all, a lot of people don't like New Year's resolutions. They have a really bad attitude about them, and a lot of people are just negative Nellies off there saying, New Year's resolutions are stupid, you should be thinking about them all the time. And yes, I don't disagree with that. I don't think they're stupid, but of course you should be thinking about your goals all the time, yes. And I do think way too many people make New Year's resolutions January 1st, they're making their resolutions, they're all excited for a week or two, and then they forget all about them. And that's why I talked about vision boards before. And I will talk about those again, and I'll talk about other things that will help keep your New Year's resolutions in mind all year. So they don't even have to be New Year's resolutions. I just think the new year is an amazing time to think about, you know, what you want your life to be about and what you want to change or what you want to do more of and stuff like that. So I think it's a terrific time just to reset and think of everything that you want to do, okay? So I'm not saying it has to be in the new year. I'm not saying it has to wait till January 1st. It could be today you decide. Could be 3 months from now, whatever. But I love resolutions, and as long as you keep them in your mind. And I just think the new year is a terrific time. I think people who are all negative about them, maybe they don't do it right. Maybe, you know, they're not understanding the true meaning of New Year's resolutions. I don't think you should say, oh, these are my New Year's resolutions, and then forget about them. Obviously, that sucks. I don't believe in that either. But when people are like, you know, why the new year? Well, it's a shiny new year. Why not? Why can't we be positive about things? You know, stop hating everything. And, you know, I talked a little bit in another video about, you know, everyone hates the old year. So everyone's like, oh, 2016 sucked. You know, what an awful attitude. Stop it. Like, even if it sucked, like, you know, don't think, like, I don't know why you think it sucked. Anyways, bad things can happen. It doesn't mean the whole year sucked. I hope for you. That's a sad state of affairs. So, you know, stop thinking everything sucks all the time, you know, because then your 2017 is going to suck, I promise. So by next year, you don't want to be saying, oh, I hate this year, I can't wait for, you know, it's great to look forward for the new year, but don't, it doesn't have to suck the year before. So 2016, I hope it didn't suck for you, but I'm going to help you with an activity, if you're open, that will help you see how amazing your last, this past year was, right? So for me, if I were one of those people, I'd probably be like, 2016 sucked, because 2016, it wasn't like some crazy amazing year of achievements for me, although I did have one big achievement, which was my baby, and I have to take a moment and just think, yes, even if nothing else happened, that's a big thing. I made a life, right? So to me, that is amazing, and everything else is a bonus on the side. I'll tell you a little bit about what I'm so excited and thankful for from the past year, just so as a jumping off point for you to do your own. Basically, what I like to do to start for the new year is I like to look back on this past year, 2016. I like to look back, and I do this every year, and I post it on Facebook even. Some people might not want to be that public, but for me, I like to put it out there. I like to let people know, like, I'm so excited about these things that I did. And it's not bragging. Some people might see it as that. To me, it's like, let's do this. Like, I want to hear what you did this past year. I want to hear what you were excited about this past year. So I'm going to tell you what I'm excited about. So looking back on this year, I didn't work too much because I was pregnant and sick, and then I had the baby. So that was a bit of a letdown to me. I could say, oh, this sucks. I didn't get to teach a million dance classes. I didn't get to perform. I didn't get to, you know, do all the things I hope to do, photograph more and take more workshops. And there's so many things I didn't do, but I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm going to dwell on the things I did do. And I think after having a baby, everything else is like, wow, I actually did some other things, which is awesome. Maybe I didn't do as much as I usually do, but I did some stuff. I'm going to start by just telling you all the things that I came up with for 2016. Number one, having my baby. So going through pregnancy, building a life inside of me, and then actually having a baby and starting to raise it. Having a baby is number one for me. If I did nothing else, I mean, that would be pretty awesome. So having a baby. Number two, I put on tons of weight through my pregnancy, so I've lost over 60 pounds already. Definitely not at my goal yet. I have maybe 40 pounds more to lose before I'm really like, yeah, this is the body I want. But you know what? I lost 60 pounds this past, in whatever, half a year. So I'm pretty happy about that. That's awesome. Working on my photography. So this is a new passion of mine. Well, it's not new, but I've really started working on it a lot lately. So I started my photography business. I've worked with so many amazing people. I've shot superstars, belly dance, wrestling, all sorts of things, international stars I've been shooting. And I'm such a new photographer, so I'm so thankful for all that. I mean, I've been working on that, taking workshops, learning on my own, and shooting everything I possibly can. For a while there, I was trying to shoot every single day. I'm shooting families, pets, portraits, wrestlers, belly dancers, other dancers, just boudoir. I'm doing it all. I'm just trying to find my niche and really learn everything I can about photography. So that I've actually had time to do, which is awesome. The next thing is, so as I mentioned before, I haven't had much time to teach. I haven't gotten into studios to teach my students enough, I feel. So 2017 definitely is going to have more of that. But I did get to teach about once a week, my intermediate belly dance class and my student troupe, as well as at home, my Mississauga students. So I did teach a bit through pregnancy and after having the baby. And I really enjoyed the summer watching my students perform all over at festivals and stuff. So that was awesome. I made them all new costumes. I have to celebrate that. I love those girls. Just watching, I have this, just what, you know, sometimes it's not an actual event or something that's happening, but just something that you realize this year. So watching my son, Zach, he turned 8 this summer, and just, even just looking at some of these photos I've posted, he's just grown into such a person, like a real, like, grown up, and he's taking responsibility, he's a funny guy, he's, you know, got hardcore into hockey now. He's emceeing shows. Like, it's just crazy. I see him in a suit and I'm like, oh my God, what a little man. It's crazy that that was once a baby. So that I like to celebrate that. Putting on Star Belly Dancer 2016. So me and Teresa, we put on our third annual Star Belly Dancer competition, a big Canadian belly dance competition. I did that a few months after having my baby. So that was a big accomplishment. Really difficult with like a, I forget how old he was, 3 months or something. That was hard, but we did that, so that was awesome. Got to see so much talent and crown Star Belly Dancer Canada 2016, so that was awesome. I haven't got a chance to work out too much, but I do want to celebrate the times I have. So I have a home gym, I've worked out there quite a bit, and I also try and get actually to the actual gym early mornings sometimes when my baby's asleep. So all the workouts I did get in, I loved, and they helped me lose that 60 pounds, right? So working out, all the workouts I got in, not as much as other years, but you know, you do what you do, and I hope to do tons more next year. So that's that. All my YouTube channels. So we started Freaky Camel Productions, which does, I don't know if you know about this, this is my other side of things. We do like crazy videos, parodies, challenges, do-it-yourself things, just funny things. So if you want to check that out, it's Freaky Camel Productions. It's a whole other side of my personality. And then of course starting this channel, so FitMeg. I've wanted to do this for so long. I started my YouTube channel here, and you're all a part of it. And I started my podcast too, right? So in case you didn't know, all these videos you can also get in podcast form on iTunes, okay? So you can subscribe on iTunes and you can hear me in the car or whatever if it's not convenient to watch videos all the time. My book came out the year before, 2015, the end of 2015, but I've really enjoyed seeing everyone's reviews and just trying to market the book a little bit more. I have to do a bit more of that in 2017. I haven't really gotten it out to its full potential, but just seeing everyone's amazing reviews of my book and hearing amazing feedback, that's been a blessing. And so that concludes my 2016. So I just want you to get a little, I don't want it to be all about me. I want you to get an idea of what you might be putting in your 2016. So what happened for you? You know, did you have a baby? Did you lose some weight? Did you gain some muscle? Did you, you know, change your eating habits? Did you, I don't know, get a new job and excel at it? Did you get a new pet that you're loving? Did you, there's so many things. Like, just think outside the box. It doesn't have to always be some standard, like, I had a baby, I got married, I went on a vacation. It could be like, I spent so much time with my best friend this year and it was amazing. Something like that. Or, I took time to walk on the beach every day this summer. Things like that. So just try and think of it. Look through your Facebook. That can help. Look through your Instagram or Facebook. Look at photos. Look at things that make you happy. What happened last year that really, like, does it for you? So from this point, I'm not going to get too deep into New Year's resolutions today. I will talk about those tomorrow or the next day, because I do think you should be formulating those right now so you're ready for the new year. But from all this, I challenge you to do this. So make a list or make a Facebook album. It can even just be private for you, or you can share it with all your friends, which is really inspiring to everyone. Then everyone will want to do this. So isn't it a nice feeling to spread that on? So it is really nice to make it public. If you really don't feel you want to make it public, that's cool too. But so make a private album for yourself of all collages, of all the things that you love about this past year. And once you've done that, you can see kind of if there's something missing. Like for me, I know definitely I want more fitness in my life this year. Obviously, I was pregnant, having a baby. It was difficult to have crazy hardcore gym time. And I mean, it wasn't hard to eat right, but I didn't. And, you know, I see the deficiencies, first of all, which is awesome. So you celebrate the amazingness. And you see the little cracks, like, hey, this year, I really want to work out more. I really want to lose that last 40 pounds. And then you see other things, like, I want to work more. I want to do more, teach more classes. I want to teach a fitness class again. I want to do more body transformations that I used to do for other people, you know, 12-week programs and stuff. I see all the things that are missing and what I want to fill in, right? And then I see the things I did do that I want to do again this year, right? More photography, more time with my family, you know, more enjoying my kids, stuff like that. So you see the things you want to do more in the next year from last year, and you see the things that you didn't do last year that you want to do. And maybe you see the things that you did do that you might not want to do as much of, right? Think outside the box. Like, think, what do you want more of in your life next year? And what did you do this year that just knocked your socks off, that's just amazing? And it doesn't have to be traditional. It doesn't have to be what other people think you should want. It might be some crazy thing. Look at me. I have this crazy YouTube channel. Maybe that's weird to other people, but to me, it's been a dream. So, you know, I'm so excited about what's happened. And you know what? Before doing this activity, I thought, 2016, did I do anything other than have a baby? And then doing this activity, I see, oh my gosh, I did so much. I'm so happy. Pat on the back, right? And I want you all to do that, okay? So, you know, check out what you've done this past year. I know you'll all find all sorts of things that you weren't even thinking about. And you're going to feel so amazing. And even if you don't, even if you're like, oh, it's missing some things, that's exciting. Then that's a jumping off point for your New Year's resolutions this year, which we'll talk about tomorrow or the next day. So do this. I want to hear how it goes. Let me know how it all went. You know, leave me some comments. Send me a message. I want to know. I want to see all your things. Maybe I'll see them up there on Facebook. Tag me, definitely. Make an album of all your accomplishments of the past year. And just be happy and excited about everything. Don't hate last year. Be happy. Yay! Look what I did. Oh my gosh. Maybe you hate last year because you don't realize what you did. If you do this activity, you're going to be like, whoa. Okay? So please do this. I look forward to seeing everything that you guys have done over the past year, and I look forward to talking about what we're going to do in the new year. See you tomorrow.